when you need information you can trust, Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by CopperTouch, is there for you. Now, here is your host, Linda Pavick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cleaner on the Go Radio. We're powered by CopperTouch, a lifetime of germ protection. You're Cleaner on the Go with CopperTouch. I am your host, Paul Frazier. I'm here with my sidekick co-host, Linda Pavick. How are you doing, Linda?
Hey, Paul. I'm doing great.
Good. We have a special guest today. Her name is Sandra Beck, and she's from Los Angeles, California, and she's also a great podcaster herself. She is on TogiNetRadio.com. You can check her out there at TogiNetRadio.com. You can see all her wonderful podcasts. So, Sandra, how is it in sunny California?
It's actually cold and dreary today. We have had 175 days without rain, and today, finally, it's cooled down in the 50s and 60s, and we have a nice marine layer, so I'm kicking up my heels for joy.
Wow, that's great temperatures for you guys out there, huh?
Beautiful.
Well, great. Thanks a lot for joining us today. And today is going to be a really cool show. It's about destroy viruses and bacteria and all that nice, great, fun stuff. But I want to have Linda tell us more about our product of CopperTouch.
Thanks, Paul. You can find us at coppertouch.com, CopperTouch.com. And we have two handheld products. Both are used to rub on your hands for 60 seconds. They are 99.9% pure copper, and the copper is antimicrobial, so it will kill 95% of all the germs, viruses, bacteria that would be on your hands in about 60 seconds.
Wow, that is amazing. So when you're not around soap and water and you're on the go, like our radio station says,
right,
pick up a CopperTouch, rub it in your hands for 60 seconds, bam, you are germ-free and ready to go.
That is correct. And we have a big announcement coming out soon. We're just waiting for the FDA to give us the approval on our final lab results. We expect that to come any day. And then we're going to tell you a big announcement that we're really excited about.
Oh, it's going to be huge, everybody. So stay tuned.
That's right. So today what we want to talk about is an article that we discovered online. It was written by Shayla Love. And it's called Copper Destroys Viruses and Bacteria. Why isn't it everywhere? And you can find her on the Vice Network or look it up under the title that I read, Copper Destroys Viruses and Bacteria. Why isn't it everywhere? It is a marvelous article, and we really appreciate that she wrote this. It was written March 18th, 2020. So she starts out the article with a really interesting thing, and Sandra was commenting before we got on the show that she just couldn't believe or found this really amazing. And so I'm going to read it to you. I'm not going to paraphrase. I'm just going to actually read it to you. In 1852, physician Victor Burke visited a copper smelter in Paris, where they use heat and chemicals to extract the reddish-brown metal. It was a dirty and dangerous job. Burke found the facility to be in very poor condition, along with the housing and the hygiene of the smelters. Normally, their mortality rates were pitiful, he observed. Yet the 200 employees who worked there had all been spared from cholera outbreaks that hit the city in 1832, 1849, and 1852. When Burke learned that 400 to 500 copper workers on the same street had also mysteriously dodged cholera, he concluded that something about their profession and the copper had made them immune to the highly infectious disease, which led him to then launch a detailed investigation. And we now know in 2020 that the reason that this was all happening, Paul and Sandra, was because of copper's antimicrobial properties.
Yeah, they knew it way back then, too. I mean, it's amazing.
Right. So, Sandra, I'm going to bring you into this because you had mentioned that you found that part of the article so fascinating.
I did, you know, because, you know, we hear all these things all the time about, you know, kind of big companies and making people sick, you know, killing the environment, you know, all these crazy things. And, you know, here are all these people staying healthy because of something that they're exposed to. I mean, it's kind of like the antithesis of everything we hear in the news.
That's right. And when we did all of our testing with Copper Touch, what we found was that the friction of rubbing the copper against your hands activated the copper, and those electrical ions then penetrated the membranes of the virus and killed them. And one of the important things that was so amazing, and you'll find as we talk further about it, was it kills the DNA and the RNA that's within that membrane, which means that there can be no mutation of the virus that you would have had on your hands.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it can't fight it. It has only one choice. So the only choice that virus has is to die.
Yeah, and that's why Copper Touch is so important.
Right,
you know?
And copper is such an important metal.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We have insight into why a person handling copper day in and day out would have protection from a bacterial threat. Copper is antimicrobial. It kills bacteria and viruses sometimes within minutes. In the 19th century, exposure to copper would have been an early version of constantly sanitizing one's hands. So there you go.
Right. Yeah. So constantly washing your hands. They didn't have hand sanitizer back then. So it would have been constantly finding a way to keep your hands washed. Now you can carry a Copper Touch in your pocket, pull it out of your pocket, and away you go.
Yeah, I was wondering what they did back then, because they didn't have, did they have any soap and water and stuff like that, or they just used copper?
They had soap and water.
I mean, that just makes me wonder. Oh, so they were cleaner on the go too then.
Oh my goodness.
Since then, studies have shown that copper is able to destroy the microbes the most threaten our lives. It has been shown to kill a long list of microbes, including norovirus MRSA. Oh, a staph bacteria, I've heard of that, that has become resistant to antibiotics.
And virulent strains of E. coli as well.
Yeah.
And that is from foodborne illnesses, and that stuff is really wicked.
Yeah.
So when you think about that, Sandra and Paul, you're getting resistance from the copper killing all of these germs and viruses. We're not trying to replace soap and water, but we are trying to give you a way to stay safe when it's not available.
Right. And it's great for anything you do out there. So cleaner on the go, Copper Touch. So
Sandra, do you have anything you want to bring into this discussion?
Well, just that, you know, when you look at, you know, these people in the article, you know, dealing and handling copper all day long, and I look at the copper pots, the copper plates, you know, and all those things are really great. But what I like about the Copper Touch bar and the Copper Touch disc is that they're portable. You can take them with you. You can use them in your hands, you know, like I use them a lot when I'm anxious. You know, I kind of rub it from hand to hand and hand it back and forth. And it's a great way that you can include the benefits, these health benefits of copper in your daily routine and just, you know, not even paying attention. It's just in your hand, you're rubbing it and using it and flipping it around, and you're getting the benefits along with it.
And, you know, especially this time of year when everybody's traveling and going in their cars and everything, take this Copper Touch with you if you don't have soap and water, which a lot of people won't have it on the plane and stuff like that, I suppose in the plane. But if you take the Copper Touch with you, you can be cleaner and you can be going places that don't have soap and water. And also those sanitizers, I've heard some really weird stuff about those sanitizers, how some of them are kind of bad for you. So,
well, the FDA just came out with an article about counterfeit sanitizers.
Yeah.
That might be what you're talking
yeah.
about. So unfortunately, there's always bad actors and everything taking advantage of things.
Plus, they leave a film on your hand sometimes, and they don't have to, they stink and stuff. So
yeah, they spill in your purse, they spill in the kid's backpack, and you know, they're just. And the other thing, too, is they, like for me, and I'm not saying this is everyone, but they irritate my skin. I can't use them a lot because I have dry skin to begin with.
Right. Yeah, so during the holidays, when you're on the go, just put a Copper Touch in your purse, pocket, backpack, whatever you have, and you can be germ-free all holiday season and not worry about those pesky viruses that roam around out there.
That's right. And just keep in mind, use your Copper Touch, rub it for 60 seconds. Make sure you cover every surface of your hands, between your fingers. Put it back in your pocket. But keep in mind, when you touch surfaces again, you're picking up all kinds of germs, bacteria, viruses, that type of thing.
It's just
all
like,
over again.
Yeah, just like soap and water. When you touch something, you got to wash your hands once again. So it's just the same thing, but it's just easier.
Right.
I think.
So just pull it out of your pocket and rub your hands again.
Yep.
You're not going to harm yourself with the copper. Unless you have Wilson's disease, you're not going to absorb too much copper.
No, and if you drop it, you can't damage this thing, so it still will work. So if you dent it or if it gets shiny, don't worry about it. It will still work. So,
well, copper will tarnish.
Yep.
It'll turn green eventually.
Yep.
So you can polish it if you wish. If you don't wish to polish it, it's still going to work the same way as if it was a shiny orangish bronze color.
Yeah. And Sandra, you were saying something about ketchup.
Yeah, I like to clean mine with ketchup. You know, it's in my purse and my purse sits in my kitchen. So I'll be, you know, cooking dinner, doing whatever, and I'll be, you know, rummaging through. And I'm like, you know what? I can just put a little spot of ketchup on it, wash it up, clean it, rinse it off. And it's nice and shiny and pretty because I like shiny, pretty things.
And we have that recipe that we include with every Copper Touch that shows the ketchup recipe.
Oh, really? That's funny. So again, be sure to stay tuned to us for this breaking news. But when we come back from the break, we will have more exciting news about copper. So thanks for listening to Powered by Copper Touch, a lifetime of germ protection. Your cleaner on the go with Copper Touch. And we'll be right back right after these messages with coppertouch.com. More Cleaner on the Go Radio right after this.
Cleaner on the Go Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
Traveling, hiking, working with kids, or have limited mobility? When you need clean hands and water is scarce, it's Copper Touch to the rescue. Kills up to 94% of germs and is made of 99.9% antimicrobial copper. Isn't it time you made the switch from messy, inconvenient sanitizers? You have a lifetime of germ protection when you have the Copper Touch. Visit coppertouch.com.
Moving a person can put a strain on your back and neck and put a patient at risk. Caregivers and health professionals risk injury moving people from one surface to another. That's where Beezy Premium Transfer Systems reduce the risk of injury and allow you to transfer patients up to 400 pounds. Visit BeezyBoards.com. Thanks to Beezy, it's so easy. When you need clean hands and water is scarce, it's Copper Touch to the rescue. Kills up to 94% of germs and is made of 99.9% of antimicrobial copper. Isn't it time you made the switch from messy, inconvenient sanitizers? You have a lifetime of germ protection when you have the Copper Touch. Visit coppertouch.com.
We're back with more from Cleaner on the Go Radio. Here's your host, Linda Pavick.
Welcome back, everyone, to Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by Copper Touch, your cleaner on the go with Copper Touch. We left on the break about viruses with copper, and now we're going to talk about surfaces in hospitals and how they're dealing with how they could probably be better if they were using copper.
Right. Well, you hear all the time. You'll hear it on the news. You'll hear different comments where people will say, well, wait a minute, you can't kill germs in 60 seconds with copper because, you know, it's 4 hours, 4 hours, 4 hours. What they're talking about is if you have a copper surface and a germ and a virus lands on that surface, it's not touched, there's no friction, there's nothing, then the copper will activate, but it takes about 4 hours for it to kill that particular virus or germ. It's the friction of rubbing your hands, and that's what all of our lab testing has been. It's the actual friction is what we found out activates the ion, copper ions, to rupture those membranes. If you don't have friction, it's 4 hours.
Right.
Okay, now it can be 2 days if you're talking about like a stainless steel surface, other types of surfaces, those germs or viruses can live for a couple of days.
Right.
So one of the big questions has been, why don't the hospitals change everything to copper? Because they're constantly dealing with infections. And the reason has been the cost.
Yeah, I can imagine copper's pretty expensive. But just imagine how people would feel leaving the hospital if it was all, you know, a lot of it was made out of copper. You know?
Well, one of the things, Sandra, that I always say is, yes, the cost of changing, you know, bed rails and hospital beds and light switches and elevator buttons and everything to copper, it's going to cost you some money. But how much is it costing you to have people sick in the hospital because they got an infection after surgery?
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is that don't people, I mean, when they want you in the hospital, they want you out right away, don't they? I mean, they only...
Well, and they don't want you getting an infection that's their fault either.
Right.
You know, you think of the cost of all of this. We don't want anybody to get sick.
Right.
We want people to be healthy as possible. That's why we're in the business that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
But it just makes no sense to me. I would think you would look at the cost and say, let's start switching things over.
Yeah, I think it would save a lot of problems with, I mean, just imagine people going into the hospital sicker than a dog. You know, they come out, and I'm not saying that they're going to get all better and everything, but I'm telling you, they could be a lot more healthier in the hospital than they would be before they even came in. I mean, the copper, it's an amazing deal. It is really amazing what it can do.
Right. And in this article, they even talk about stainless steel, plastic, aluminum, those surfaces, the microbes that land on them that make us really sick can live for up to 4 to 5 days. So when we touch those particular surfaces, those microbes can make it into our bodies through our nose, mouth, or eyes and infect us. And of course, what that means is you touch it with your hands, then you touch your nose, you touch your eyes, you touch your face, and you're going to ingest it into your body and you could get really sick.
Wow.
And that's how it happens in the hospitals. Whereas if you had copper, you would constantly be killing
right.
all of those.
No matter what
microbes.
You touched. Yeah. Do you think they're going to start making hospital utensils out of copper, too?
Well, I know there is a surgeon out on the East Coast that did a study, I think, for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And I watched a really great lecture that he gave. He's using stethoscopes and all his surgical instruments out of copper. And he has had almost a 0%. Nobody likes to say that in science. I can
right.
say that because I'm not a scientist. But he has almost had a 0% failure rate of no infections coming out of surgery using copper.
So do you think it's all because of the cost? You think it's all because of the cost?
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. There can be no other explanation.
That's too bad because that would really help a lot of things, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I just can't even get over how much it is in our daily lives. It's just amazing. So,
well, I think it's cost plus belief. You know, you look at people who make these decisions, and it's very short-term thinking of going, well, I can, you know, put these handles, you know, that are coated with copper in fancy hotels and nice restaurants and hospitals and medical centers. And in the short term, it looks like, wow, that's an added expense. But in the long downturn, you know, especially like just one simple lawsuit. You know, can you imagine if people recognized that, you know, copper was this wonderful product and that, you know, hospitals, medical centers, whatever, are not using it to protect their people, you know, not only their patients, but their employees or their guests. You know, there's a lawsuit waiting to happen, because if you know that this is helpful and beneficial for the population at large, why would you not?
Right. I agree. Why would you not? Because it would help so much. It would probably, you know, the insurance would probably go down too. Probably the health insurance would probably go down too, if everybody just got to use copper. You know, I think, like I said, carry this copper product around in your pocket, and well, you won't be going to the hospital as much if you keep on rubbing it on your hands. So,
right. And another thing, you know, to talk about expanding usage of copper would be in transportation. Because now we live in a rural area in Minnesota, mm-hmm. so none of us are using buses and trains and all of the public transportation that many people are using that live in metropolitan areas. But when I think about that, I can't even imagine the type of germ transmission that happens in subways and trains and buses and...
Yeah, I mean... Just think, you wouldn't have. I don't think you would have as much flu viruses going on.
No, but you can think about playgrounds and think about you know, common areas in malls where, you know, everybody touches everything. I mean, the idea that, you know, you talk about germ transfer, it's in all public places, not just transportation.
No, and the thing is with all those places is, but again. Again, as Linda says, money, 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 money. So we're going to have to talk to our legislatures.
No, Sandra is right. I was trying to give a specific example of something I think that people are using all the time, but she's right. It's in public places.
Yeah.
I know that we're doing some experimenting right now with copper threading that we're interweaving in cloth. And we have not been able to get the right combination yet. But once we do, what we would hope is that could be used to wipe off restaurant surfaces.
Okay.
So the copper, using it for 60 seconds, if people do it and follow the directions so that we make sure that we're actually activating and killing those germs, if we can get that to work, we would have the germ free tabletops that people could be sitting in.
Oh, Sandra, how about a germ-free grocery cart?
Right, the handles of a grocery cart.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Right. And at the gas pumps.
Yeah. Oh, God, wouldn't that be something? The gas pumps made out of copper or some kind of a copper cloth that you could carry around and put on.
Right, and Sandra's right about the playgrounds. So, so everywhere we go, you know, there's surfaces or metal apparatuses that if they were switched over to copper, I think we would be a much more germ-free country.
And a much more prettier country too, wouldn't it? I mean, everything would be all...
Everything would be green once it tarnishes.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You forgot about that.
Like your, what is it?
Statue of Liberty.
Oh, there it is, the Statue of Liberty. I don't know if all you people know this, but you got to listen to this story. Tell this story.
Well, the Statue of Liberty is copper. Mm-hmm. And so when it was first given to the United States, it was beautiful, vibrant, shiny copper. Now look at a picture of it, and it's green.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know that.
Because it's kind of big to sit there and polish on a regular basis.
Yeah, how do you do that? So,
but
you
can still run up to the Statue of Liberty and rub your hands on it. And I do not know, so I should be careful. I do not know the percentage of copper, but I am guessing it's higher than 70% to be antimicrobial. I'm guessing it is. So if you go rub your hands on it, you'll be antimicrobial by rubbing the statue.
I just love that story. I think that's so cool. So, yes, again, you can check us out at coppertouch.com. Give us a call at 1-833-4-NO-GERMS, 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. And you can see all of our products on that website. Plus, you can see what all of our scientists have found out, why copper is so magnificent and why this product is, it's a go-to product. So go out and look at the website and feel free to give us a call and talk to one of our salespeople here. They'll be happy to have you get a copper touch in your presence as soon as possible.
Absolutely. And with the holidays coming, there's no better time.
Oh, God, there's no better time. You know what? Outfit the whole family with a copper touch. There you go.
Well, absolutely. Sandra, I know you have your kids using them.
I do. They keep them in their backpacks and their sport bags, and they find their way, you know, in all sorts of places, because kids, especially when they participate in group activities, right now my son does a lot of dance, my younger son, and they're touching the bars, they're touching the floor, they're touching each other, and so it's real handy to have his copper touch bar with him, or he likes the coin, actually, and each kid is different. It's funny. My older one likes the bar. My younger one prefers the coin. So, you know, I'm so glad that you have two different versions of the product.
Well, you know, the coin is something else. I like the bar because I have a bigger hand. So the bar works pretty good. It's easier for me to handle because I got it right here. I don't know if you can hear it. But that's the copper touch bar I'm rubbing. So...
I can click mine because I have mine here too.
There you go. Okay, we can start
like a little band.
So yeah, there's two products you can choose from: coin or the bar. So that is what we got here at Copper Touch. And again, you got to make sure you stay tuned to listening to our most important message that we're going to be having very, very, very soon. We can't wait for the FDA to say, go ahead. Give us the go ahead, you know?
That's right. It's coming soon.
I want to thank Sandra Beck for joining us today. Again, she's on, Military Moms Radio at toginetradio.com. And I want to thank our producer, Renee. Thank you, Renee. And I want to thank my co-host, Linda. Thanks a lot, Linda. Sandra. Okay. So... I want to thank you all for joining us today at coppertouch.com, and we're cleaner on the go with Copper Touch, and we will see you next time. And don't forget, coppertouch.com. We'll see you next time on Cleaner on the Go Radio. Bye.
Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by Copper Touch. Thanks you for listening. For more information, go to www.coppertouch.com. And here's to your great health.
Flying out of New York City's JFK Airport were recently delayed due to dozens of turtles crossing the runways. The slow-moving culprits were diamondback terrapins, a turtle species that spends most of its time in neighboring Jamaica Bay